All right, and one more thing we're going to turn. Okay. All right, well, be comfortable. Maybe give your, I'm giving my body a stretch, so if your body needs a stretch, not that you need my permission, by the way, always give your body a stretch if it wants a stretch and a shake. Yeah. Well, I can see quite a lot of movement, so maybe we will be moving. So when you're ready, yes, let your eyes close. I guess closing our eyes is a sort of gesture of coming inward, turning inward. And I guess turning inward would be a movement towards the heart. So let's move towards the heart, meaning towards the invisible, the sacred. Just a tiny gesture of closing your eyes. And your palms are coming together, your invisible palms in the prayer position. You don't have to make the gesture, but that's the idea, right? And the other thing is that we did this together. We gathered and then we closed our eyes together. And that's also marking something, moving inwards together. Wherever we go, when we move inward, we go together and there's something we share that's very deep. That we turn towards together. And then we just are here. Just tasting this moment. Tasting the flow of experience, and don't feel you have to come too close with your mind to whatever is being experienced. Yourself be caressed more on a tactile level. Light, let it be light. The sound of Ellen's voice caresses you with its vibration, and the meaning just falls easily into your understanding. And the temperature on your skin. You don't have to approach it with your mind, just let that sensation tingle away on your palms, on your face. And it's light. And maybe also the sensation of your clothes on your skin, caressing, sensual. Welcomed. and the various sensations of the body. And you don't, you know, you don't have to itemize them, but your mind, your attention will naturally sort of flow from one to the other, maybe drawn towards a sensation that's a little bit dense. And so you gently go there. And then you just listen a bit to that particular sensation. And off you go to another sensation, but it's as if you are drawn to it. You don't have to do it. You're just drawn lazily. You're on a boat, a little wooden boat on the river of experience. You don't even have a sail or a motor. You're just sort of floating lazily from one experience, one sensation to another. Now it's the movement of the breath. And when you land on a particular current of experience, let it completely reveal itself. If I say the movement of breath, you know, that's such a concept, but what is it encapsulating? And if the body moves naturally, movement is also a part of our moment by moment experience as living creatures. Movement is very much a part of the expression. In fact, it's essential. So feel the movement that is the body. Pulsations, the beating of the heart, the tinglings, dilating of experience, of sensation, contraction. Feel that we have sent a message to our being, our living being, that it is absolutely, totally welcome. For no reason, not because we're looking to change anything or find anything. Just a chorus of life that is our body, that is the earth under the body and the field of space extending beyond the body, that is the sound of this voice. Not looking for anything at all. The mind is not used to that. It's always sort of on the alert. So here in a yoga meditation, the mind is on spiritual alert, sort of, you know, on ready to perform the spiritual thing. Let your mind relax. Of course, you can't stop thinking, there's no reason to, but if you feel the thoughts compelling you to ride upon them and to follow them, what you can do is trace thinking back to thinkingness. And that will bring you more to a sensation. A sensation usually located around the head, behind the eyes, in the shoulders, in the jaw. The thinker. Let that be part of the dance or song of life. It's just a sensation. Very intense sensation of thinking. Literally feel the sensation of thinking and say hello to it. Point out to it that it's surrounded by vast, borderless space. Because the usual way we feel, and it's maybe true for you right this moment, is I feels I am in the body as the thinker, as the tired thinker, as the exhausted separate self. Well, maybe not just tired and exhausted, maybe also, you know, as the okay or even happy self. But I invite you to challenge that belief that you exist inside a sort of fixed envelope in this moment. Feel that the body is more like a dancing experience, a chorus of sensations, and it's not very clear who lives in what. Is the body living in me? Do I live in the body? Is it both? I and the body are one. But I may not be limited by something fixed. So the body maybe as well is not limited. Just touching a possibility. Feel your weight, the sensation of weight, which is a very common place where we feel ourselves limited, holding the weight. And allow yourself to feel the sensation of weight, free of weight, because after all, it is free of weight. If you were to weigh the sensation of weight, it would not weigh anything. Feel that weighted thing like a cushion of air, wherever you find it. Your pelvis, your legs, the earth. Feel that sensation and transform it into a cushion, a soft cushion. Just try and don't fight. Whatever you encounter that feels hard, kiss it hello. Invite it into the cushion of soft weightlessness. So you might feel that your legs are dropping down, shaking out into the earth. Your soles touching 3 meters down, resting comfortably. Your arms, let them go from the shoulders. Don't see your arms, don't remember your arms. In fact, I shouldn't use the word arm, I should use the word river, two rivers flowing down, weight flowing. Feel the whole body now. Include your head. Feel it like one amorphous vibrating. Thing. That the word thing is not a nice word because it suggests inert, but this thing is alive. It's not a thing, right? Feel your body as this aliveness and let it talk to the space beyond it. Make sure the breath helps translate my words into the language of the body. So as I speak, you breathe the words in. Somehow they get transformed away from reason into raw tactility and aliveness. And we're going to move the body a bit because the body loves to move. Just let the body move with your eyes closed. Discover what the first movement is. And again, the breath. Invite any part of the body into the first movement that arises, that begins to develop. But instead of feeling that you're the mover, feel that you're being presented with this dance and you're just tasting it. Or if you feel that you're the mover, feel you're a mover that has no idea moment by moment what's going to happen next. Now your arms may be moving away from your lap. Make sure the breath is really almost like the wind that billows the sails of your movement. Inhaling, unfolding the movement, exhaling, the movement can fold and contract, and there's something very organic. And there's so much space around the body, so the body is not shy. Shyness is for the separate self. The body, wow, it can't wait. Yes, fingertips, palms, breath, and allowing the contraction, the folding, the returning. Allowing the twisting and contorting and shaking. See what creatures or Creatures of movement lie hiding, waiting for the invitation. If there's a shaking that arises, or I don't know, you know, something not so pretty that wants to arise, and even my voice is going to change to mirror what could happen when you let. That's the idea. See what happens. And in fact, let your body stand. So take time, though. The standing is part of the dance. My body will start to rise, and I will also shift to my laptop screen. And it's all playful and not important. So you're finding yourself on your feet, and the movement continues. There's no right or wrong. Feet, air, arms, hands. Now gently let it all come back to stillness. And drop the weight. Drop the weight of the arms, drop the weight of the pelvis and the hips through the feet. Feel the top of your head drawing towards the ceiling. New landscape, standing landscape. No memory of it, no concept, just a raw feeling, such an amazing feeling. Rich and layered. And feel that which neither stands nor sits nor speaks. The ocean, witnessing the wave. It doesn't do any of those things, and yet it gives rise to everything. Feel yourself to be that somehow, because you are that. Know yourself as that. And then enjoy the wave that you are, the standing body. This hearing presence. This breathing presence. Feel your arms. Let your arms float up into the space in front slowly, weightlessly. Why not? Weightlessly is nicer. Long fingers. Pause and rest your arms on the horizontal plane. And don't see your arms. Don't remember your arms. Feel them. How long are my arms? Can they touch the wall in front? Can they move through the wall in front? Are the shoulders crying? That's okay. Just welcome the sensation. Now just the right arm towards the ceiling. Left arm stays on the horizontal. Long right arm falling into itself. Long left arm resting on the horizontal plane. Now switch. Left arm falling upwards. Right arm floating downwards. Nobody doing it is the sort of intention. Of course, there is somebody doing it, but at the same time, it's a universal happening. It's the ocean doing it. And again, switch, feel that, the cosmic event. Free. If it's uncomfortable, what is that? It's just a sensation. Allow it, welcome it. It's not going to kill you. Breathe into it, and again, Don't avoid the resistance, but eat the resistance with your sensing. Yes. And now slowly melting the arms back down. Don't do it. Be the openness in which the arms dissolve. It's like an empty, open embrace, and the arms just dissolve into you. More. Your shoulders, your wrists, your elbows, yes. Now tilt your chin forward. Don't remember, don't see, just the sensation. And now slowly let from the top of the head, the spine round itself. The arms are hanging, your knees a little bit bent. You're pouring your torso down towards the earth. Slowly, slowly. Breath helping. Bending the knees as much as need be. All the way down, 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 down. Shake your head a little bit. Yes. Long inhale, long exhale. Let your body find a way that this can work. There's no psychology, so even if there's unpleasantness or resistance, let it tell its story and readjust if necessary. Offering the body, that's the idea, offering the resistance to the openness so that it can be healed. Now slowly you place your torso on a big beach ball, and the big beach ball is rising up, so there's no effort as the torso, woo, like magic, floating up. The back body kissing the space behind, the head floating up, last thing on top of the spine, and the arms are floating up again, all the way up to the ceiling. They're falling up, weightless, weightless. Tips of the fingers grazing the ceiling. Palms face each other. Hello. Feel the energy between the palms. And then very slowly bringing the palms together. No rush, it's an infinite space between the palms. You don't know when they're gonna touch, here it is. And now clasping your hands, index pointing up, thumbs pointing down. Can you empty whatever would like to be emptied out into the openness? For example, your shoulders. For example, your elbows. Yes, and the torso turns towards the left. Yes, there might be some unpleasantness. Pause. Welcome the unpleasantness. There's often unpleasantness in our life and we resist it. So here the opportunity is to embrace it, to offer it to the space, to discover what it is, to let it live. A little bit more. Smile at it. Discover what it wants, truly. Now the other way, don't do it. Floating, torso, towards the right side. And the breath is free and helping. And this posture is made perfect from out of an intention to inhabit it, to offer it, to surrender it. Long inhale, long exhale, fingertips, soles of the feet dropping down. Yes, then coming back to the center. And now slowly unclasping your hands, your fingers, but your palms together, coming down and very slowly with the palms in front of the face. It's the prayer position. All the way down and resting with your thumbs against your solar plexus, dropping your elbows. Then your chin towards your torso. And surrender the posture to the openness. Make sure your breath is allowed. Not knowing. The mind not knowing. Yes, and let your hands go. Just standing. Standing naked. That's the feeling. So notice the feeling of defense that is very much part of our habitual experience. Defended against the space in front, for example. And now feel yourself naked, the front of the body completely open to the space in front. Undefended. What does that mean? Sensation of the face, of the throat. Sensation of the whole front of your heart, torso, belly. Really go to the sensation of your sexual area. Each part of the body has a very particular quality. Sensation of your legs in front, all the way down to your feet and your arms. Whole body in front. Just a sensation, the energy saying yes to the space beyond. As if the space beyond and it is was friendly and unconditionally safe. There's no separation. Now, if my words awaken resistance or feelings of fear or defense, that is perfect. Just really welcome those feelings. Those very vulnerable me, the body that needs to be protected feelings. See that they're just that in this moment. Very innocent sensations, feelings. Don't try to erase them. Just let them bathe in presence. Splash them with presence. Now feel the back of the body naked, as if you were stripping it away from its clothing, its shroud. Back of the head, back of the neck, back of the back, width and length of the back, pelvis, legs, but also inside the body, in the back, inside the shoulders, that place where we protect from potential
adversity in the back. Just feel the whole back body touching the space that extends behind, allowing the space to permeate it in kindness, infinite safety. And discover the fear that is our separate body, just tracing its contours and not judging it, seeing what it's made of. Breath helping with this process. You can breathe into the fear, for example, and with the exhale, you sort of invite the fear, which is a sensation, to move. Yes. Again, let the body move. But let this body move in deep connection with the space all around, as if the body was a current within a big field of warm, kind waters. Just see what happens and be ordinary about it. Just a body that's moving, celebrating, touching its edges, following the moment by moment current of movement. So there's absolutely no thinking involved. It's pure innocence. Including your hands, your face, including the rotation that it lives in, your articulations, shoulders, your wrists, your hips. Nobody's looking. There's no right or wrong. Who cares about that boring stuff? We left that at the door of the shrine. We don't care. Don't care. If there's care, take the care in your hands and throw it out into the space. Let your spirit of freedom and wilderness trickle up through every pathway of the body. Your feet, the earth. Feel it's not just the body moving, it's the whole, the totality. And of course, listen to what's here for you. You, this wave, each one of us, a wave, very individual, not separate, but we each have a name and we each have a circumstance, and each one of us is feeling emotions, and in the movement you can, without getting involved with the thinking or story, you can bring the feeling, the emotion to bear on the movement. Maybe it's very slow and sad, maybe it's chaotic. It really doesn't matter, but see what expression wants to give shapes to the movement. Make sure you remember we are together in the shrine and our deepest intention is sacred. This is the dance of, well, every dance is sacred, but remembering that. Sacred doesn't mean pretty. Let the sounds come too, if the breath wants to be audible. Yes, and trusting the lulls and the slowing downs. Hello, body. Hello, movement. Hello, expression. Hello, hello, hello. Freedom. Freedom of energy. Now, gently the body coming back to stillness. Maybe your hands resting on the body somewhere, somehow. Almost as if to thank the body for its delightful capacities. Let your hands touch if they want to touch different parts of the body. Almost like a blessing. You can bless your own body with your own hands. Anoint your own body with your own breath. And know that those are sacraments. Yes, and then we're going to come back down to sitting. Take your time, go gently. And if your hands are still touching your body when you're sitting, let them. Make sure you don't wrap your body back into a limit. Let your body continue to unfold all the layers that have been stirred up in the dance. Let them continue to taste this space. Freedom. And maybe there's some emotion here that has been touched, a feeling. Connected to who knows what, maybe something very precise, or maybe just a deep emotion that rises. And just to listen to it deeply, meaning to really experience it deeply on a tactile level. As if you were sinking into it, becoming one with it. Whether it's a feeling of sadness or fear or resistance. Inhabiting it fully for some time to discover its essence. Which is love. Love being the essence of all things. out there in the marketplace, when we have feelings or emotions, we analyze, unpack with our minds, try to understand, refer to the past, wonder about the future, furrow our brows, and really, there's nothing wrong with that, but here in the shrine, we don't really refer to the past or project in the future. It's very, very hard to describe what that is, to be with a feeling. That's not correct. It's not that we are with a feeling. It's even more intimate than that. But it certainly has to do with the body, with a tactile sense, with a felt sense. Those words are not very resonant, but I don't know other words. The felt sense is purely God. It's not other than God. So when we go to the body, we go to God. That we don't know with our minds. We are God in a way. We go back to ourselves. Blah 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 blah. Feel your face. Sensations of the face. Again. Very gently, when I say feel your face, don't feel you have to narrow your attention towards something. It's more like turning the volume up a tiny bit on the region of the face so that you can be caressed by the various sensations. As if you were listening to music. The music of the forehead will be in the range of baritones and sounds, and the sensation of the little hairs in your nostrils will be of a whole different frequency. Your lips, your upper lip, what is it? Listen to its song. Your lower lip. And then off you go to your jaw. Your tongue. Your teeth. See how a word is so little and thing-like, and what lives behind it is so alive, mysterious. Alive, yes. Now feeling the coming and going of the breath. We're going to do a three-part breath. Very, very gentle exercise with lengthening the in-breath in three parts. So we'll pause at every
every stage of the breath. So we'll be taking a third of the inhale into the belly, pause, a third into the middle torso, pause, a third into the upper torso, pause, and then a long, flowing, smooth exhale without any pause. And we're going to do this in our own timing. I'll guide us, but you may move at your own rhythm. So again, it's going to be in lower, in middle, in upper, long, smooth exhale. And you, even though I'm saying it in a somewhat mechanical fashion, let it be very alive. So here we go. After the next out breath, in, long exhale. In your own time. Allow for the pauses at the bottom and at the top of the breath. In, long exhale. Following the exhale with your attention really closely. After the next exhale, let the breath be natural. Really feel the lower abdomen, the muscles, the internal muscles of the lower abdomen really relax with the in-breath. It's safe. Send that message to your belly. It's totally safe. Usually we hold the breath there. But imagine yourself a baby, a happy baby, who really doesn't yet know, has not yet adopted the belief that he's a breather. He just is breathed. Feel your belly, baby belly, just breathed in, out. Not pulling the in-breath. You're way too busy relishing the in-breath to pull it in. And out, not pushing the out-breath. That's way too much work. Of course, I suggest this and you will feel the habit of pushing and pulling and controlling and being the separate breather. And again, I really want to emphasize that in this yoga, it's really great when you touch those habits on a tactile level, when you see those layers of separation and you catch them in your hands and you see the innocence of them and what they really are. And the belief that they hold is in that moment is let go of. The belief, I am the breather, I am the doer, I am separate. In that moment, something relaxes. Now feel the breath
Take a hold of the breath again and elongate the in-breath, but without pausing, in three times. Just one long wave rising up from the pubic bone. All the way up either to the throat or to the top of the head, and then a pause, and then long, smooth, even exhale. You can apply Ujjayi breath if you know it, a slight filter at the back of the throat. Pause, long exhale. Pause at the bottom. Next wave, Ujjayi, beautiful sound, smooth. Feel a column in the center of the body lighting up for the breath, and then the breath just flows up and down. Make this breath an offering to the altar. Make it perfect. Even though I suggest it's not a doing, nevertheless, let it make itself perfect. For that, the body needs to be an open vessel. And all that comes in the way is an offering for the altar as well. A humble offering. Yes, after the next exhale, you stop, we stop. And make the breath, let the breath be as it is. Maybe feeling the silence, the borderlessness, extending in all directions. Feeling the pure openness in which the sound of this voice rises, the breath. Allowing ourselves to really give ourselves to that borderlessness. The borderlessness of deep sleep. Our true nature, our deep nature. And we're going to do one more breath exercise, Kapalabhati, just one round. Quick explanation for those who may not know it. It's a very quick, swift, light breath out through the nose. Exhale is active, inhale is passive. If I did it with my mouth open, it would sound and look, well, not look, because our eyes are closed, sound like this. Ha, 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 ha. With the exhale, the belly comes in, but that happens naturally, so don't feel you have to do it. So, ha, ha.
except the mouth is closed. And the idea is to remain relaxed, that it's easy, that you stay in touch with the spaciousness all around. So if that doesn't, if that isn't the case and you become tense, you just stop and you take a few breaths and then you can rejoin. And we'll just do one round. And don't worry if find your own rhythm. If my rhythm is too fast, you can do one breath for two of mine. And also if this is not easy and you don't want to do it, you just relax. So here we go, after the next in-breath. Tick, tick, tick. Long inhale, long exhale. Surrender everything to present. All is well. All is taken care of. Don't do anything, just abiding together. Thank you, everyone. We end a bit early, but thank you so much. We won't talk. I don't think it's right to talk after. But if you have questions, you can always email. And on Tuesdays, we talk. You can unmute yourselves if you want to say hi and feel free.
Thank you.
Thank you, Yoha. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.